The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of April, 2008. It was on this day in 1968 that Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was killed in Memphis, Tennessee, where he'd gone to support the city sanitation workers in their strike for better working conditions. It's the birthday of the reformer Dorothea Dix, born in Hampton, Maine, 1802, the first person in this country to argue that mentally ill people should not be treated as criminals, and establish the first hospitals dedicated to humane treatment of the insane. It's the birthday of Maya Angelou, born Marguerite Annie Johnson in St. Louis, 1928, the author of six memoirs, including I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, her most famous work, which came out in 1970. She moved to San Francisco when she was just 16. A few months after graduating from high school, gave birth to a son. She started to perform at the Purple Onion Cabaret, a calypso dancer, then toured Europe as a dancer in a production of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. Moved to New York City, where she performed off-Broadway, sang at the Apollo Theater, started going to meetings of the Harlem Writers Guild, where she met James Baldwin and Jules Feiffer, who thought she should write about her life, and she did, in I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. The sixth volume, A Song Flung Up to Heaven, came out in 2002. It's the birthday of the novelist and screenwriter Marguerite Duras, born in a village near Saigon in what was then French Indochina in 1914. Her father died of dysentery, her mother struggled to support the family. She was so distracted she forgot to enroll her children in school. Duras said, "For 2 years, I ran wild. It was probably the time in my life I came closest to complete happiness." And while Marguerite Duras was going to high school in Saigon, she began an affair with an older, wealthy Chinese man, an affair that she kept secret for 50 years while she wrote her short experimental novels and her screenplays for films such as Hiroshima Mon Amour. Then at the age of 70, after struggling with alcoholism for much of her life, Duras wrote a novel based on her adolescent affair with a Chinese man. The novel was The Lover. It was published in 1984. It was her first major literary success, became an international bestseller. And it's the birthday of McKinley Morganfield, born in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, 1915, who became the great blues singer Muddy Waters. He was a country blues artist who moved to Chicago and broke from country blues by playing electric guitar in a slide style. His first recording, 1950, a tune called Rolling Stone, later became famous for Hoochie Coochie Man and Got My Mojo Workin'. Here's a poem for today by Philip E. Burnham, Jr., entitled Assignment Number 1, Write a Poem About Baseball and God. And on the ninth day, God, in his infinite playfulness, grass, green grass, sky, blue sky, separated the infield from the outfield, formed a skin of clay, assigned bases of safety on cardinal points of the compass, circling the mountain of deliverance, fashioned a wandering moon from a horse, a string, and a gum tree, tempered weapons of ash, made gloves from the golden skin of sacrificial bulls, set stars alight in the Milky Way, divided the descendants of Cain and Abel into contenders, declared time out, time in, stepped back, and thundered over all of creation, play ball. A poem by Philip E. Burnham, Jr., Assignment 1, Write a Poem About Baseball and God, from Housekeeping, Poems Out of the Ordinary, published by Ibbotson Street Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.